Now, part two of our exclusive interview with Senator Mike Rounds, brought to you by the nine reporting sale barns of the Hot Barn Report. This comes from our own Hot Barn Report Friday hostess, Karina Jones. Quote, the USDA has looked away from the Brazilian BSE issue. How do you feel about the USDA deciding what is fair for America's cattle producers?
Well, look, let me just share with you the one that frustrates me, and that is when you start talking about product of the USA, why is our own USDA for years now been allowing foreign packers to bring a box beef into the United States, repackage it, and they have the audacity to let these folks in, call it a product of the USA. That's just absolutely wrong. We pointed it out. We've got legislation in to fix it, but that wasn't legislated. That was a rule that the USDA put in effect. And that's the reason why, you know, there's a lot of question marks about whether or not the USDA is representing our producers or whether they're representing somebody else. Clearly, it's not helping consumers.
Mike, you're also on the Foreign Relations Committee. What's the feelings in D.C. concerning the ongoing war, Russia versus Ukraine?
Well, I serve on Foreign Relations, and I also serve on the Armed Services Committee. So we do have the opportunity to get in and kind of get two different points of view. I'll share with you that the Ukrainians have done a fantastic job of holding back the Russian attacks. Putin has proven himself to be absolutely as bad as a Hitler, and he's going to be remembered in history more like Hitler than he is as that rather than Peter the Great. These Ukrainians need all the help that we can absolutely give them, and our message should be one of stopping Putin in his tracks as quickly as possible. The humanity in all of us calls for this war to end, this attack by Russia on Ukraine. What we have to do is make sure that the actions that we take provide Ukraine with as much in terms of defensive weapons as we possibly can and offensive weapons to chase the Russians out. But second of all, we've got to be very careful that we make it clear to Mr. Putin that if he escalates this anymore, it's going to be met with force, and it is in keeping the entire NATO operation together.
Mike, last time we talked, I wrapped up the interview and I went upstairs 5 minutes later to get a cup of coffee, and you were on CNN Live. So I understand you got a lot of important things going on, a very busy time in American history. It is National Ag Week, and Mr. Rounds, anything you'd like to say to our farmers? And now let's go with anything you'd like to say to our ranchers and farmers out there.
There you go. Look, number one, what they do every single day is absolutely valuable in this country. We would not be the nation that we are today without farmers and ranchers. And you know what? If you really want to talk about safety and security, you got to talk food supply as well. That's something that we continue to remind, you know, those consumers out there in the other states. We've got 9 states in America today where cows outnumber people, and that's 18 senators that represent those states. We've got to continue to work to get the people that represent consumers to understand how critical it is to have a very strong farm and ranch economy. We work at it every day, and we're going to continue to.
Happy National Ag Week, America.